Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, August 26th, through Thursday, September 1st, 2022. August 26th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, my grace is your strength and your advocate. If you believe this, then you are able to trust. If you trust, you have no fear. Therefore, belief in the power of my grace is your peace of mind." A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. August 27th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "I am your portion in your need. I am your provision in every grace I pour out upon you. Do not find time to fear. I give you every present moment in which to trust. Believe in me." A note is given to read Romans chapter 14, verse 23. "But he who has doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not act from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. August 28th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, every present moment is a beginning and an end. The present moment begins the next phase of your life and finishes the last moment of all that is passing. Begin to realize the importance of each present moment, which is beyond all telling. Your salvation rests in each present moment, as does your condemnation. You must choose. Each moment is sprinkled with the seeds of controversy, attacked by evil, and raised up by the force of angels. What I am saying to you today is every present moment offers you sanctification or condemnation. There is no half ground. Have your choices clearly marked by the conscience of your heart." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 2. "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 29th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, allow me to captivate your hearts with holy love. This is the way to true holiness and in living in the truth. So many these days remain bound up in worldly pursuits. When your heart is in the world, you cannot realize your potential in holiness. If there is no space in your heart for my truth, you will continue to live in falsehood. Empty your hearts of worldly affection. The allurements of the world offer you only passing joy. As your judgment, I look only at what is in your heart. If I do not find true personal holiness, the soul cannot claim his position in heaven. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 30th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, from the moment you arise until you retire, you are working on your own salvation. Every instant, every happenstance has been foreseen by me since the beginning of time. Do not let anything, people, place, or thing, change your focus from the ultimate goal of heaven. These messages are a passkey to your salvation. Every present moment will be judged according to your response to my call to live in holy love. Do not be bashful about sharing these messages. Do not be concerned for what others may think of you. Your reputation on earth is of no account at your judgment. What matters at your judgment is the holy love in your heart. Your judgment is not a time for negotiation. Choose, in every present moment, holy love. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 18 through 20. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. Another note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 31st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The soul who trusts me is the soul who is at peace. The peaceful heart prays well without worry. Such a heart has hope that his prayers reach an understanding, sympathetic heart of their Creator. When the soul prays, Satan attacks through doubts and fears. If the soul is unsuspecting of such attacks, he will not be prepared to defend himself against them. The prayerful heart is Satan's target. Before you pray, ask the angels to defend you against Satan's attacks. The angels are ready to assist you and to defend you even against the smallest distractions. They desire your prayer time be meaningful." A note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. "Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 1st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "I am the Lord thy God. My dominion reaches from generation to generation and from season to season. My commandments are ever over all people and all nations. None can exempt themselves in the name of a false god. Each soul carries with it the responsibility of obedience to my commandments. It is by this measure they are to be judged. Wars and insurrections arise only out of disobedience to my commandments. When Moses came down from the mount with the tablets upon which I carved my commandments, these commandments did not differentiate between gender, belief, nation, or free will decision. Each commandment is for each soul. Those who choose salvation choose to obey each commandment. Live in peace through your obedience to my will, my commandments. This is how to please me." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. "And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father.